Good evening. This is VK2WI. Tonight's news broadcast from Amateur Radio New South Wales originates from the VK2WI facilities at Dural, Sydney, which is staffed by the volunteers of our broadcast team. Transmissions this evening are being made on frequencies between 160 metres and 23 centimetres. The announcer will advise on the transmitter status. In addition, automated relays will carry the broadcast through some regional VHF and UHF repeaters, and we thank the custodians of these systems for making the service available. Now, here are your announcer and engineer with this evening's news.
Good evening and thank you for joining us tonight. This is VK2WI News, live from our studios here at Dural in northwestern Sydney. Your announcer for this evening is Steve of VK2EL, ably assisted in engineering by John, VK2HB. The weather here at Dural this evening is hot, but cooling down into sunset, with the temperature at around 28 degrees at the moment Celsius. Rainfall over the past 7 days here at Dural was 0 millimetres, and our transmitter status is all A-OK. And on the NRNSW RadNet, VK2RWO is currently off-air awaiting relocation to a new site. All other repeaters are operating normally.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. March 2010 marked 100 years of the WIA, the world's oldest amateur radio society. It was started in 1910 as a result of a meeting held in Sydney by a group of experimenters seeking a better deal. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
And in news from Amateur Radio New South Wales for this week. Later in this bulletin, we have a summary of on-air activities from both Sydney and across New South Wales. We welcome any updates from clubs and groups. Simply email to news at news@arnsw.org.au. We don't need full items, just the details of the activity and contacts. General inquiries can be directed to the ARNSW office via email to office, O-F-F-I-C-E, at arnsw.org.au, or by leaving a telephone message on 02-944-0123. Tonight we welcome listeners on the EchoLink Ham Conference and the Australian and New Zealand EchoLink Network. Callbacks will also be taken after this bulletin. Our thanks goes to John, VK3HJQ, and the Australian and New Zealand EchoLink Network team for making this relay available. Coming up in 2 weeks' time, on Sunday the 30th of November, is the final members' morning meetup for 2025 here at VK2WI Dural. That's the last Sunday of the month, not the 23rd, as printed on the ARNSW magnetic calendar. Gates open at 8:30 a.m. for parking and setup. The event kicks off at 9 a.m. with trash and treasure, boot sales, and disposal tables. Tea, coffee, and cold drinks are available throughout the morning. The barbecue is back, hot, from 9:30 a.m. with a sausage sizzle. We're also bringing back the bacon and egg rolls. These sold out last time, so don't be shy. And once again, all barbecue proceeds support youth participation in amateur radio. Attendees arriving early are reminded that there is parking space available on the opposite side of Quarry Road. We thank you for your consideration of our neighbours. We also, on Sunday the 30th, is the next get-together of the ARNSW Radio Experimenters Group. It will start at noon with a show-and-tell followed by a feature presentation. And now, down towards Picton and the Picton Ham Fest. Well, if you're looking for an amateur radio activity for next Sunday, the inaugural Picton Ham Fest is on at Picton Showground. Several commercial radio traders have confirmed attendance along with Alara and car boot sales. There will be a general market stall alongside the Hamfest, as well as food vans with a nearby undercover seating area. The site is also dog-friendly, so there's something of interest for everyone. Sites for the Hamfest are still available. For more information and bookings, please contact Steve by phone on 0421 109 6904. You can also find all the details on the Illawarra Amateur Radio Society website. Click on the Picton Hamfest link from the home page. Antenna Day Part 2. Our next VHF UHF Antenna Day for 2025 is coming up on Saturday, the 13th of December. Like last month, we feature several presentations of practical antennas you can build in presentations by those who have built them. Lunch will also be provided and places are limited. Registration closes on Thursday, the 4th of December. Registrations are preferred by email to events, that's EVENTS, at arnsw.org.au. Please include your name, call sign, and a contact telephone number. And please let us know of any dietary requirements. If you would like to catch up on any of the presentations from part one last month, they are all up on the ARNSW YouTube channel. 73's from Al, VK2OK, event coordinator for ARNSW. And now we have the weekly solar and geophysical report with data thanks to the Australian Space Weather Forecasting Centre. First, a summary of the activity for the last week, which was dated the 7th to the 13th of November 2025. Dates across the columns are 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th and 13th. Your 10 centimetre flux numbers are 166, 172, 176, 180, 168, 163 and 153. Your Fredericksburg A index 20, 25, 7, 9, 4, 70, 43. The Australian A index 22, 17, 6, 10, 4, 77, and 31 estimated. The T index numbers are 114, 105, 116, 135, 111, 84, and 40. Solar flare activity was at R1 on the 7th and R3 from the 9th through to the 11th. The largest flare was an X5.1 at 1004 UT on the 11th. Geomagnetic activity in the Australian region reached G3 on the 12th and G1 on the 13th. Otherwise, was generally unsettled but below warning levels. A weak geomagnetic impulse of 11 nanotesla was observed at 1332 UT on the 10th, and an impulse of 8 nanotesla was observed at 2253 UT on the 11th. Ionospheric F2 critical frequencies for the Australian region were enhanced 20% during local day on the 7th, then remained mostly near predicted until the 9th, which saw depressions of up to 15% during local day. The 10th was enhanced by 15%, but the 11th saw depressions of 15% during local day with increased flare activity. The 12th was depressed 25% throughout, and the 13th was depressed by 30% during local day and 45% during local night. The forecast issued on the 14th of November, which is also valid through till the 20th of November, solar activity may reach R2 levels on the 14th due to ongoing activity from active region AR4274. Afterwards, as the region rotates over the solar limb, we should expect a return to low flare activity for the rest of the week. Geomagnetic activity may reach G1 due to the coronal hole wind streams. Maximum usable frequencies, or MUFs, may be depressed by up to 20% early in the week, but as geomagnetic storm conditions improve, expect a return to predicted monthly values. And now we have the solar flux index update, and here is the latest updated SFI, or solar flux index, figures for this week. Having finished October, we had a minimum of 118, an average of 142, and a maximum of 187, with peak dates from the 1st through to 6th and 13th through 20th. So far in November, we are expecting a minimum of 115, an average of 155, and a maximum of 180, with peak dates from the 7th through to the 23rd. And looking ahead into the crystal ball for December, we are expecting a minimum of 135, an average of 156, and a maximum of 185, with peak dates from the 8th through to the 17th. And that update is thanks to Mole, VK2FUL.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. To submit news for inclusion in these sessions, please email it to news@arnsw.org.au by the end of business on Friday. You can help us with presentation by writing your news item in the third person and limiting it to about one A4 page in an easily read font. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. This series, written and produced by Ono, VK6, Fox, Lima, Alpha, Bravo, continues the weekly examination of the building blocks of amateur radio.
An interesting question came up the other day. Is there such a thing as a solo contest? At the time, I answered with examples like talking to 100 countries to achieve the DXCC, or doing that on every band. I gave other examples too, but today I'd like to come at this from a different angle. When you go fly fishing, you typically stand in cold water trying to tempt a fish into taking your lure. If you're in the right spot, at the right time, with the right bait, you might be lucky and achieve momentary bliss with the capture of a fish. That moment, the peak of achievement when the fish bites, that's a moment for you and you alone. Of course, you'll be able to brag about it later and bask in the glory of your achievement, but the moment itself is a solitary experience. Many aspects of amateur radio are exactly like that. The circumstances are not even that different. Instead of standing in cold water, you're having your eardrums assaulted by noise. Instead of a line, you have an antenna. Instead of a lure, you have your voice. But the same thrill happens when you hear your call sign being said by the other station. Calling back and forth with the exchange is much like fighting a fish. The bragging is no different. Of course, amateur radio isn't actually fly fishing, but it's close. One of the things that you can do with amateur radio is achieve the bliss of success together with friends. You can compete in a contest together and share the missed opportunities, the misheard call signs, and whatever else chance throws in your way. Yes, I know, in fly fishing you can participate in the world championships as a team, but generally it's a solitary experience. Oh, and I should point out that my relationship with a fishing rod is an unhealed one. At the age of 10 or so, I managed to catch a fish in the local canal. At age 36, I caught a tiny fish on a safety pin in a pool at the base of a waterfall in the Kimberley. Typically, I carry a fishing rod around into the bush with a lead weight to hoik it through a tree so I can pull a wire antenna up. So, if there's any inaccuracies in relation to my dissertation on fly fishing, please don't hesitate to let me know. I've said this before. Amateur radio is lots of different things. It's a pursuit of technology, of excellence, of challenge, fun, victory, and it's about having the experience. You can do this on your own and feel the amazing joy of making a contact, or you can do it with friends. Ultimately, the choice is yours. Whichever one you pick, how you play is up to you. You can decide to see what comes along, or you can set out to make something happen. There's no right or wrong way. Nobody to tell you that you must this or should that. It's entirely your decision to make. I love trying to get better at whatever I do. Talking to people, crossing the street, building an antenna, making a contact, winning a contest. I love trying new things, having new experiences and seeing what others do differently. That's my makeup. It's me. If you want ideas on what to do, feel free to ask, but expect me to be interested in how you go. If you tried something new, share your experiences and tell your tale. I really don't mind if it failed. I'd much rather hear that you tried rather than gave up before you started. So what's your next adventure? Perhaps you have a waterproof radio and you want to bring it when you next go fishing. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
A very interesting analogy there, young Ono. For more information about this series, including audio transcripts and other useful amateur radio resources, Ono's website is victorkilo6foxlimaalphabravo.com. And you can contact Ono via email at cq@vk6flab.com. What's the news? It is with great sadness we advise the passing of Raymond G. Gill, ESM, OAM, retired member and past president of the former Volunteer Rescue Association Incorporated, or VRA. Reg held the amateur radio call sign VK6 Bravo Romeo Foxtrot and had been a member of Weissen NSW before he took up his position in the VRA. Ray was on the radio subcommittee of the VRA and his knowledge of radio was extensive. He was always happy to teach anyone that wanted to listen. Vale, Raymond Gill, ESM, OAM. Last weekend saw 35 Weissen members take part in the Hawkesbury Canoe Classic and a 111-kilometre overnight event from Windsor to Moonee Moonee. Weissen New South Wales provided the safety communications for around 200 paddlers. If you weren't able to help out this year, put the 24th and 25th of October in next year's diary. Weissen, along with VAR Rescue New South Wales, will be exhibiting at the Picton Ham Fest at Picton Showground next Sunday, the 23rd of November. Weissen New South Wales weekly voice nets are on Sunday evenings on several repeaters around Sydney. The Winlink net will be next week. Check the Weissen website for details. Weissen NSW is the communication support squad for VRA Rescue New South Wales. For more information about Weissen, please visit the website, which is nsw.wicen.org.au. And now we have club news. And we start this week with news from the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. The November Friday night get-together is at 7 p.m. this coming Friday, the 21st, in the Port Macquarie SES building. This will be a show until evening with plenty of time to socialise over tea and coffee and biscuits. The club's Christmas party is coming up at 10 a.m. on Saturday, the 6th of December, in the covered picnic area at the Long Point Vineyard and Art Gallery, Late Cathy, I think it's pronounced. Please note that there is no December meeting. The next general meeting will be on Saturday, the 3rd of January, 2026. Foundation license weekends and assessment sessions for all grades of license are scheduled once sufficient candidates have registered. The best way to register your interest is via the contact form on the club website. There are two club nets each week, the midweek net, which is at 7:30 p.m. on Thursday nights, and the Weekend Net at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings. Both nets are on the VK2RPM 2-meter repeater on 146.7 megahertz with a 91.5 hertz subaudible tone for access. EchoLink is also available for VK2RPM-R. For more information about the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, visit the website at orarc.org. The site contains a wealth of amateur radio items. In addition to club information, the September 2025 issue of the club's bi-monthly newsletter, Oxtails, is now online and includes a full report on the club's 2025 AGM. Past issues of Oxtails are available on the website as well. The club also has a presence on Facebook. Just search for Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. With thanks from Henry, VK2ZHE, for the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. For voice contact with Amateur Radio New South Wales, telephone 02 9651 1490, which will take you to our message bank. For written contact, write to P.O. Box 6044, Dural Delivery Centre, New South Wales 2158, or email office@arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
And just a small reminder that our announcement setup doesn't have the correct telephone number. It is 9444 0123. That's 9444 0123. Central Coast Amateur Radio Club continues the club news vibe, and the club rooms at Carryong are open on Saturdays from 10 a.m. As always, members and visitors are most welcome. The club's Christmas lunch will be held at the Carryong Clubhouse on Saturday the 13th of December, starting at midday. The clubhouse will be open earlier for anyone who'd like to come along, get on air, and enjoy some radio fun. If you're planning to attend, please let the executive know so catering can be arranged. At the time of submission, all services at VK2RAG Summersby are operational except for the 70-centimetre multimode repeater on 438.8 megahertz. The club's weekly net is on Thursday nights at 8 p.m. on the VK2RAG 2-metre repeater on a frequency of 146.725 megahertz with a 91.5 hertz subaudible tone, and via EchoLink on the ham conference. It is also live video streamed on the club's Facebook page. You can find out more about the CCARC on the web at ccarc.org.au, by phone on 02 43 40 2500, which normally goes to a message bank, or on social media by searching for Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. Remember to follow the page to receive updates. 73's from Alan, VK2MG, Publicity Officer for the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. And now to the Waverley Amateur Radio Society. Last month's meeting featured a presentation from Mark, VK2DI, on Parks on the Air, POTA operations. The November meeting is at 7:30 p.m. this coming Wednesday the 19th at East's Bondi Junction. The meeting will likely be in the Bondi Room on Level 1 or the Meeting Room on Level 3. The meeting presentation will be by Hass Williams, VK2HSW. He is involved in astronomy, especially with astrometrics, which is the science of tracking objects in space and predicting where they will go and whether they will impact satellites such as the ISS. This promises to be an interesting talk. The club's entrance is in Spring Street, with parking available in the Westfield car park nearby. and public transport options with Bondi Junction train station and bus terminus nearby. Many members will meet early for dinner in the Olive and Oak restaurant adjacent to the Bondi room on level one. As usual, the Society's December meeting is on the 17th. Will be given over to the Christmas party. It will be in the meeting room on level three of East's Bondi Junction. An email notice will be sent to members a week or so. An email notice was sent to members a week or so ago with details on how to RSVP and pay the deposit. Wednesday lunchtime gatherings continue either in Centennial Park near the Duck Pond and Food Van, or if the weather is inclement, in the Bondi Room at East's, usually from about midday. All are welcome to come along and join in. Many problems of the world are solved at these gatherings. Weekly nets are on Monday evenings at 8 p.m. on the VK2 RBV repeater, 438.1125 megahertz with a negative 5.4 megahertz offset and a 91.5 hertz tone for access. Net controllers Richard VK2XRC or Bob VK2NRC when Richard is away. Drop in and enjoy some lively discussions. All are welcome, whether members of the society or not. You can keep up to date with the Waverley Amateur Radio Society on the web at vk2bv.org. On the site, you also find out about kits available, renew your membership or update your details, and use the contact form to send in any inquiries. 73s from Eric, VK2VE, Broadcast Publicity Officer. And now in the deep southwest of Sydney, we have the Fisher's Ghost Amateur Radio Club. The club will be combining its annual Christmas barbecue at Cataract Dam with a huge fox hunt, and everyone is welcome to attend. It's on at Cataract Dam on Sunday the 7th of December, commencing at 11 a.m. You can come for the barbecue or the fox hunt or both, BYO food and drinks. There will be five foxes to find, and there are three prizes up for grabs. The first three people or groups to find all five foxes will have their choice of the prizes. No need to RSVP, just show up and have some fun, a bite to eat, a drink or two, and a chat with other amateur radio enthusiasts. We all look forward to seeing all our friends and maybe some new faces on the day. As always, you can find out more about any club activities on the website, which is fgarc.org.au under the events tab or point. And you can find the club's Facebook page by searching for the club call sign VK2 Fox Golf. Advice by Peter, VK2LP for the Fisher's Ghost Amateur Radio Club. And now the St. George Amateur Radio Society in the southeast of Sydney. This coming Wednesday the 19th is the next meetup for members and others who have an interest in a friendly chat and get together. It is at, I think it's supposed to be a coffee day. It's at the Donut King in Sylvania, Southgate Shopping Centre. The centre is on the corner of Port Hacking Road and the Princess Highway at Sylvania, about 1 kilometre south of Tom Ugly's Bridge. The meet-up will start at about 10 a.m. Come along and have a coffee and a chat, and you can also do some shopping at any of the many shops in the centre. For more information about the St. George Amateur Radio Society repeaters and other activities, visit the website at www.sgars.org.
This is VK2WI nearing the end of tonight's news bulletin. on the Amateur Radio New South Wales website. You can find details of our services, membership and general information about amateur radio. The address is www.arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
I'm Matthew, VK2YAP.
I'm Stuart, VK2BMX.
It's time for your quick trip around the bands with activities on the air.
Daily, Manly Warringah Early Bird Net, 6:30 a.m. on or near 3690 kilohertz lower sideband. If that's too early, the morning net is from 8 a.m. on or near 7189 kilohertz.
On Mondays, there's the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net at 9:30 a.m. on 40 metres, 7115 kilohertz. Listen for VK2ATZ Portable. The Great Lakes Radio Club net is at 7 p.m. on VK2RGL. That's 147.1 megahertz with a 91.5 hertz tone and on Echo Link VK2RGL-R. Hunter Radio Group VK2AWX News is at 7:30 p.m. on 146.975 megahertz and 438.025 megahertz. The Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club DMR net is at 7:30 p.m. on Brandmeister 50520, hosted by Ben VK2AFK. At 8 p.m. there's the Lightning Net on 1860 kHz with Net Control Steve VK2STG, the Haddock Net on VK2RNS 147.25 MHz, and the Waverley Amateur Radio Society Net on VK2RBV, that's 438.1125 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. For other activities online and on air, check the website.
Tuesdays, National VKDMR Net starts at 7:30 p.m. on Talk Group 505. At 8 p.m. there's the Blue Mountains Club net on 3543 kHz. The St George Amateur Radio Society digital net on 146.8 MHz. And the Southern Highlands Radio Group net on VK2RHR on 146.825 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 80 metre net at 8:30 p.m. on 3666 kHz.
On Wednesday, the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net is at 9:30 a.m. on 7115 kHz. There's 2 metre nets throughout the week. See the website for details. At 7:30 p.m, the Hunter Radio Group net on 146.975 MHz and Echo Link node 1474, and the Armidale District Amateur Radio Club net on 3633 kHz. At 8 p.m, it's the Haddock net on 3608.5 kHz. Illawarra's 6 metre net on VK2RMP, 53.65 MHz with a 123 Hz tone, and the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club net, VK2RBM, 147.05 MHz with a 123 Hz tone.
Thursdays, Vicious Ghost Amateur Radio Club net at 7:30 p.m. on VK2RFG on 438.65 MHz with a minus 7 MHz offset and a 91.5 Hz tone. Also on EchoLink. Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, 7:30 p.m. on VK2RPM on 146.7 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. At 8 p.m, there's the St George Amateur Radio Society Weekly Net on VK2RLE on 146.8 MHz. The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 10 metre net on 28.466 MHz. And the CCARC Weekly Net on VK2RHE on 146.725 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone, also on EchoLink.
Fridays, it's Morning Tea with Haddock, 9 a.m. on 7106 kHz. West Lakes at 9:30 a.m. on 7115 kHz, and then at 8 p.m. the Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 70 centimetre net on 439.675 MHz.
Saturdays, West Lakes Stone the Crow's net, 6 a.m. on 3588 kHz. Illawarra Amateur Radio Society, a net at 9:30 a.m. on VK2RMP 146.850 and VK2RUW on 146.675. Snowy Mountains Amateur Radio Club net, 7:30 p.m. on Southeast Network, VK2RFS 146.75 MHz, VK2RSE on 147.375, and VK3RDH on 146.625 and EchoLink. Sundays, Westlakes DMR net from 8 a.m. usually on Talk Group 3802, Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club from 9 a.m. on VK2RPM, Wison New South Wales Nets, 6 p.m. on Chatswood 2 metre or Currajong 70 centimetre repeater, 6:30 p.m. on DMR or HF, and 6:45 p.m. on P25. Check website for details.
Don't forget to get your activities on the air here. Send us through the details of your activity, email us, news@arnsw.org.au, or leave a message on the office phone, 02 944 0123.
And our next bulletin will be next Sunday morning at 10 a.m, which will include a relay of the national news from VK1WIA. That is all from VK2WI News for this week. Your announcer has been Steve, VK2EL. Ably assisted in engineering, as always, by John, VK2HB. Callbacks will be taken shortly. Please call back the relay station that provided the broadcast to you. In the Mount Bindo region on VK2RDX, callbacks will be taken with thanks to the St George Amateur Radio Society, and on VK2RNC in the Newcastle region. And Hunter, we have Paul, VK2APA, standing by for us. Here at VK2WI, we will listen for callbacks for those who took the broadcast directly from here. I will be doing, firstly, 20, 30, 40 and 80. I say again, 20, 30, 40 and 80. In engineering, John will take callbacks on 160 and 10 metres, plus the VHF and UHF frequencies. He will advise you of the order he wishes to do them in. All the best from the broadcast team here at VK2WI. Please stay safe, and thank you very much for listening.